Hello, friends. Welcome to our first Wellness Wednesday episode of the year. And today, think of these as a weekly challenge to improve our mental well-being, okay? And one of the first things that came to mind when I thought of this concept for the podcast was the old idea, the old notion of random acts of kindness, R-A-O-K, right? And I feel like in our current climate, and in our last episode, I talked about how statistics are showing that a third of American families are having disagreements and arguments with family members about politics, making it difficult to spend time with each other. And so it made me think about all these different ideas that could improve our well-being just through my own life experience as well as through psychological principles. So it's going to be a little bit of both, a mixed bag, right? So these episodes are a little bit less formal in terms of maybe feeling a little less academic, maybe a little bit more common sense on a human level. And I think that might be a baseline approach in how I interact with people, and maybe I'm not really consciously aware of it. I noticed that, especially during a long road trip where I'm interacting with strangers, and these are times when I don't need to have a conversation with people. I may just be standing in line, may just be interacting with a cashier, or standing opposite of someone who's filling up their vehicle with gas at a gas station, right? But I found myself compelled to be friendly and start a conversation. Maybe it's because I've been cooped up too long during the pandemic and I felt like, wow, there's a human being, I should talk to them. I'm not sure what the motivation was, but I don't mind it. I don't know if it's because, well, you know, I'm Asian American. I look what people think of as an Asian person. And during this climate, I want people to know that I'm friendly and I'm not the cause of the coronavirus. I don't know if that's my unconscious motivation or it's just an expression of my own personality. Okay. I did get a fortune cookie once that said I have a magnetic personality, right? So between three fortune cookies and I got that one, it must mean something, right? I think that must be true. And so I think I'm practicing random acts of kindness all the time, even when I don't really feel like it. I just, whether it's a need for me to disarm people, to make my environment less hostile or prevent it from being hostile, or just to lighten the mood around me, or whatever it is, 99.9% of the time, when I reach out to people in a friendly way, just make a simple compliment. That's what I do. And no matter who that person is, it might not be a person I normally would be attracted to in terms of making friends with. You know, just an old guy with a pickup truck putting in gas in a rural town, right? Like in Montana. And there I am filling up our van. I'll just reach over and go, you know, at a safe distance, hey, nice truck. What year is it? You know, just stuff like that. You know, hey, nice tires, you know. Did you jack that up yourself? Or was that from the dealer? You know, just stuff like that. Or I'll talk to fellow RVers, which is really easy. You have something in common to talk about there when you have a small RV yourself. I would compliment people maybe on the fact that, yeah, thanks for, you know, cleaning the rest area. You know, I appreciate your work here. It's really nice. And it, you'll see it lightens people's day. Or saying something empathetic to a wait staff, knowing that their job is difficult and probably doesn't pay that well, and they have to interact with people, put themselves at risk. And just a simple thank you and recognition instead of complaining about maybe your food didn't get there at a timely manner or whatever, maybe recognize that, putting yourself in their shoes, right? It's a very simple thing. Just saying a simple hello to your neighbor, text them or, you know, whatever. Those are the things that I try to do whether it's face-to-face, in person, or online, that I feel like it benefits me to a great deal in my own mental health, and I think it helps others as well, okay? So that's my simple idea of the week, is to remember to practice these very small acts of kindness, and you might be surprised at how people will respond to you, and how for those few moments, whether it's just 60 seconds or for, you know, whatever, a brief moment, at least it was pleasant. You brought about pleasantries for someone, okay? So even if it's someone that you, by appearance, may not be someone you normally would just say hello to, right? And they may not respond. That's okay. You're being friendly. You're being yourself. You're trying to lift your own mood by doing that, okay? And so that's my idea of the day. Hope you guys run with it. And thanks for listening today. In the description, just go through it. There's ways of contacting me, ways of supporting the podcast. And after this segment, there will be a couple of brief sponsor ads. So thanks again for listening and have a great week, everybody. Our podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, friends, maintaining our mental health is not easy. And the good news is that therapy does work. And what is therapy? It's really whatever you choose it to be. It can help you with your motivation. Maybe you're feeling stuck and you need some extra tools to help get you unstuck. Maybe you're feeling insecure in a relationship or having issues at work or just dealing with daily stress. So whatever it is you need, it's important to overcome that sense of shame about getting help because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, or live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself and your mental health. So, I have a special offer for our Psychology Concepts Explained listeners. You can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at betterhelp.com/psychexplained. That's better, H-E-L-P. .com/psychexplained. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring our podcast.